We ready down there?
I'm ready.
Let's have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we think about this month of child abuse month. We pray for all the children who have been abused, and we pray for the abuser too, God. We pray that our hearts will be changed. Be with our commissioners today, and judge. Make the right decision for our county, God. We just thank you that you let us come to you in prayer and you answer prayer. So we commit this meeting to you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I'm honored by this flag. I pledge allegiance to Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Thank you, sir. All right, we're going to slightly have changed things up. It's on the agenda correctly, but we're going to start with item number one before we go to public comment. So we're going to do item number one is discussion. Possible action to set the amount of the bond that shall be executed by Carl Thibodeau, who was recently appointed county judge to fill the vacancy left by the resignation of County Judge Dean Crooks, pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 26.001A2. The amount set shall be not less than $1,000 nor more than $10,000. Ms. Grimion.
I believe that the bond has already been executed in the standard amount. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but it's the same number that has been used for the last 20 years of judges.
He knows.
I've had a bunch of those.
All right. That's what I'm saying. I don't know the amount. Is it 10,000 on the county judge? They got it right here.
Is it 10?
It's not more than
10.
It's a 1,000. I think it's what we've done the last two.
Okay. Yeah, 1,000.
I make a motion we approve the $1,000 bond.
I second that.
Actually, this motion is to set the bond.
To set the bond, I'm sorry. Yeah. So we're set the bond at $1,000.
Okay. And I second.
Second by two. Motion by three, second by two. Commissioner one. Two.
Aye.
Three, aye. Four.
Aye.
Bond set. Okay, item number two, discussion and possible action to approve the bond executed by Carl Thibodeau as county judge, as required by Section 26.001B of the Texas Government Code. Ms. Grimion again, also, and this is where we're actually accepting the bond.
So
motion by one, second by four. Commissioner one?
Aye.
Commissioner two?
Aye.
Commissioner three? Aye. Commissioner four?
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Now, County Judge Carl Thibodeau is officially the county judge of Orange County. And so you get to take over three.
No condolences yet. Okay.
Johnny, you need to sign right here.
I thought it was signed.
No, Johnny needs to sign.
I got to sign it for you guys.
Yeah, because that was under your jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. Short lived.
Yeah.
Yeah, take long, did it?
Okay, I'm going to open up court session at this time for comments from court and citizens that wish to address the court. Keep in mind, you may be limited to 3 minutes. Does anyone like to address the court? Please step up to the podium, state your name, and address the court.
My name is Edward Hawthorne, and I'm here. And by the way, congratulations, Judge Thibodeau.
Congratulations.
I'm here because of the hospital. We, the citizens of Orange, need a hospital. And I'm asking, I lost a wife in 2015. Had to go to St. Elizabeth. 2 weeks ago, I lost a son. We need a hospital. I'm speaking in behalf of all the people of Orange that don't come here, that can't come here. And I would like for the commissioners to put on the agenda next month to put all their effort into providing the citizens of Orange with a hospital. The hospital sits there, over there, and just vacant, not being used. Emergency hospitals doesn't take Medicare. We know we are all going to get sick. Someday, somewhere, we all going to leave. How we insure, the county insure, 300 to 400 county employees. What's the good use to insure those people when they don't have a hospital to go to? Where are we putting our money? Give them a home, place to go to. So I'm asking every one of you to please. That's the best thing. We look at pre-existing health care going bad. Probably all of us over here have some kind of condition, and we know we're going to get sick. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
thank you, sir. Very well put. Anyone else like to address the board?
Good afternoon, and welcome back, Judge Thibodeau. I'm Crispin Walker from the District Attorney's Office, and I just had a couple of things. I'm back from last week. The first thing I'd like to remind the court of is the 6 p.m. tonight, the CASA Pinwheel Vigil for Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month will be held in front of the courthouse, so please attend if you are able to. And then on Friday, the District Attorney's Office is sponsoring Go Blue Day. Please wear blue in support of child abuse awareness and prevention. And join our office on the front lawn of the courthouse at noon with your blue. We'll have links and boudin. And this has really kind of turned into a thank you. We started a shoe drive a couple of weeks ago, a children's shoe drive, to benefit the CPS's Rainbow Room. Our goal was 211 pair of shoes to represent each child who died in Texas last year of abuse and neglect. And so we'd like to thank the community for their tremendous generosity and support of this shoe drive. We'll be displaying 211 pair of those shoes. So you can see the impact of what child abuse and neglect has had on our state in the last year. And maybe celebrate a new beginning and a hope for the children who are going to be removed or in foster care with new shoes. But we collected far more than our goal of 211 pair of shoes. I'm sure we're certainly over 300 pair easily by now, and we've started collecting wipes and children's clothes, and also we've had some cash donations. So I want to thank this community and thank the commissioners, and I hope that y'all will join us Friday the 5th, wear your blue at noon in front of the courthouse for lunch. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, Kristen.
Good afternoon, Commissioners and Judge. Congratulations. Judge Thibodeau, glad to have you back. I'm Michelle Tubbleville with Orange County Emergency Management Special Projects Coordinator Communications. I wanted to make an announcement on behalf of Orange County Disaster Rebuild. We are having a fundraiser. We're going to partner up with Tuffy's. So I'm sure you've all had the famous Tuffy's. They're doing a Cajun chicken dinner. It's going to be a plate lunch for lunch. It's $10 a plate, and all money that's that we gather here and all proceeds will go to help individuals and families to get back in their homes from Harvey. So we'll go back into our community. We do deliver. If any business is wanting to order or an office of 10 or more, we will deliver. So it's $10 a plate, and I have some flyers and registration forms if anybody's interested. And we are needing people to help deliver, so commissioners and judge, if you would like to do that for your precinct, you're welcome to come and help us. We're doing it. It's going to be at the Orange County Convention Expo Center is where we're going to have the dinner set up.
What day of the week was this?
It's a Thursday, April the 25th. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Anyone else like to address the court? Okay, this time we'll proceed forward with the printed agenda. Item number 4 is discussion of possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor's per testing listings, and specifically as follows. The listed bills is $117,939.40 from the general fund for administrative work performed to secure funding needed for Hurricane Harvey recovery. It goes to Windorf, Beward, and Partners. And the second listed bill is $39,656 to the Texas Association of Counties for Risk Management Pool from General Fund for second quarter workman's compensation payment. And the third listed bill is $21,652.83 to UTMB from General Fund for contract payment due April of 2019.
And also for approval on April 2nd, 2019, from the General Fund, $330,566.78. Road and Bridge, $7,235. Mosquito Control, $889.16. Airport, $722.28. Other funds, $30,033.40, for a grand total of $369,446.62.
Move to go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
I second.
Okay, motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2. Any discussions? Precinct 1.
Aye.
Precinct 2.
Aye.
County Judge, aye. Precinct 3.
Aye.
Precinct 4.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay.
Item 5, discussion possible action for the Maintenance Department to move forward on the repairs to the Commissioner Precinct 2 office building in Mauriceville. This was at a request of Commissioner Duchamp at the last meeting, and I'll open the floor up for her, and then I've got a few little things I can add. That's Kurt. He's here.
Kurt's here. Do you want me to go ahead and talk first?
Yeah, go ahead.
We've been working on this when we determined in January that I was going to Mauriceville and that that was going to be my office, and that's where it needs to be. Well, nothing's really, they've gotten it down to the studs, but other than that, that's kind of it. Water stayed underneath it for, I guess, 2 years, and it's rotted out some of the under parts of the building, and FEMA has offered, is that correct, Kurt, to raise the building 3 feet?
There's a mitigation, which Nancy can give more report on the FEMA part of it, and I can give y'all more information on the building itself.
Well, that building is, I just want you to know how much it is needed, and I need to be in that building at this time, because there's, where I am is not a, like, Robert's been out there, one other person can get in there. I do not want to move to the Veterans Administration building because an office just opened up there, and then move to Mauriceville, hopefully 4 months later. I can't use my cell phone in the building. I can't get calls. I have a little phone in there that'll take a voicemail now, but I never have any when I go there. So people just call me at home, which is fine. But I think we need to put it on a priority to get my office open, because also the sheriff's office is going to have a substation out there, which Mauriceville needs desperately. So it's a lot of things in that one little building that the county, the people in the county need. Now, go ahead.
I had a question. If I can.
Go ahead.
So how much money do we get on insurance on that building? What was our total amount?
$107,702.59.
$107,702?
Yeah. That does not cut. That's just the.
That's just the building.
Yeah, not the content.
Not the in contents.
Okay.
Kurt.
Yes, sir.
You brought some paperwork by my office.
Yes, sir.
About you had gotten a proposal on renovation of building from Spall Glass.
Yes, sir.
And you had a proposal from somebody else. I don't forget the name of the company about elevating the building to three more feet.
Yes, sir. That was paperwork from what Nancy is working on. On the mitigation, I'm trying to raise the building approximately a foot higher than what Harvey.
Yeah.
And we estimated about 3 feet, and that was the price of $146,000.
Right.
What they would provide funds for raising the building.
Okay, that's what they're going to provide. You haven't gotten any kind of
No, I did ask a Scarborough company to get me some quotes from a company to see how much it would cost to elevate it. I talked with Trey Gilbert yesterday to see about getting a base flood elevation shot on the building?
Yes.
Because we really don't know what the actual elevation of the building is.
We don't know how high we're going to have to go with it, really.
No. Not from where, not knowing what base flood elevation is and the actual floor elevation is. If it was, if they go out there and say, hey, it's 20-foot base flood elevation and the floor is at 26 feet, then I would say, why raise it?
Yeah.
But if it's if it come back and say, well, it's only at 21 feet and we're at 20 okay. base, then I would say, yeah, we probably need to consider this.
If I remember correctly, last week you made a statement that someone had, you had been told to stop working on the building for some reason. FEMA, what was the issue there?
The issue was I talked with Nancy about there there might be funds that the county could substantially get, but in to do so, we needed to probably stop doing the repairs that we're doing. That way it wouldn't cause any conflict with trying to get any funds from FEMA.
How soon can you find out if there's any funds available?
Nancy?
So my name is Nancy Beward. I am the Disaster Recovery Program Manager for Orange County. It's an interesting question, Judge. We're working through the process with FEMA. The hazard mitigation people have been here. They've looked at all the cost. We have a cost estimate in the FEMA portal for a contractor to repair the building, because that's where we started with. Depending on y'all's decision today, we go ahead and now submit the total package to FEMA so they can start doing their review.
Okay, it's repair and in elevation?
Yes, sir. It would be all in one package. We do the elevation first, obviously, and then the repair starts. To answer your question, remind everybody, FEMA is a reimbursement program. Orange County has a couple of options. You can start whenever you want. If you want FEMA to pay for it, they will then pay once we put the documentation in. You may be incurring some funds that they may or may not pay. If you wait until they obligate the project, then you know exactly how much FEMA is going to pay and you know exactly what the scope of work is.
The scope of the work is going to be exactly what the county matches.
Yes, sir.
If there's any from the county, we know exactly what it is.
But how long does it take to find that out?
I have had numerous conversations, and we've talked about it. FEMA understands the purpose of this building. I even went back to the FEMA portal today and checked, and it is still rated as a high priority. That says Orange County considers this a high priority. I've got everybody in FEMA waiting for this document so they can start the review. The mitigation guy is very confident that the mitigation will go through because he's been out there numerous times, and we've got the cost estimate.
Is the document prepared to be sent in?
The document's all prepared. We're adding one last little thing to it, and by later this afternoon or tomorrow, we should be able to submit it to the portal for them to.
So all you need is the Commissioner's Court approval to submit the document.
Yes,
sir. We're submitting it to find out exactly what's available out there for us.
Yes, sir.
And then we're
and
ready
expedite
to go
from there.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I will also remind you, we can, once y'all make the decision whether you want to consider the elevation, we can work with purchasing group and go ahead and submit bids, issue an RFP for bids, just not award them until then you know exactly what the award is from FEMA.
Right.
And then you just execute the contracts.
Okay. From what I'm hearing and what I'm understanding right now, and correct me if I'm wrong, we need to go ahead and address the issues that we can address right now to expedite the finished product when the time comes to redo the repairs and the elevation changes and that type of thing. So right now, we need to do what we can do without nailing a nail or cutting a board, right? In other words, sending it into FEMA and find out exactly what's available.
Yes, sir. Basically, what you would be saying, if you want to consider the elevation, then you do nothing to that building until FEMA goes through their review process.
To do the review process,
yes, sir.
Which would necessarily, we need to be doing the review process as quickly as possible.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Right.
If you'd like, I can run through some numbers that Kurt and I had discussed
yesterday,
just so you know. So, like I said, when we did a cost estimate for the damage for a contractor to repair it, our cost estimate was $131,531. We add contents to that because that was damaged, which brings your subtotal up to $146,887,000. FEMA's hazard mitigation, the cost estimate y'all saw, I worked with the contractor and he tweaked his numbers a little bit and it went down from $169,000 to $146,900, which makes elevation possible. Like Kurt talked about, your insurance was about $107,000. So what it kind of boils down to is the total project cost, once you subtract your insurance payment, would be $188,000. Orange County's cost share of that would be $18,838. That is your cost share that you would be liable for, knowing FEMA pays 90% of it, Orange County pays 10% of it. So you would be looking at using all of your insurance money plus another $18,000 to have this building completed.
And raised.
And raised and elevated. Yes, ma'am.
Can we, what's the, is there a possibility of repairing that building and then elevating later? How much cost does that add?
When you start to build it, elevation is no longer the play, because FEMA won't do that, because then there could be some damage to what you've already repaired, and FEMA will not do a duplication of benefits at that point in time.
Okay.
And that's part of what kind of delayed this somewhat, and just somewhat, because there was other decisions that had to be made just to get us to this point.
Okay. And Kirk, you said that you talked to Trey about getting the survey done?
Yeah, I wanted to see if we could get an elevation shot, that way we could actually see where the floor is on elevation.
Yeah, but we can still send in all the paperwork, and you can be doing that on the site. You know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we don't need those figures right now.
Not the elevation.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Joe, do we have a new VFE based on the maps we saw?
That, if I'm not mistaken, a C-zone, so there won't be a VFE.
Okay.
See.
Now, the building is not in a special flood zone. So for the court to know that, it's not where we would have to elevate to keep the insurance costs down. The building is not in a special flood zone.
Yeah, so how much water did the building get
foot
inside?
I
mean, that was above the floor level.
Yes.
So a foot above floor level.
Yes, sir.
The cost of the elevation, in case somebody's wondering about the amount of money, is that there's got to be some concrete poured in there, because the dirt is very, very, very soft. And they're almost having to put a small miniature pilings into the ground, the solid ground, to get that building up to the elevation height. And that's where the cost is at. Because the base of it's not, from what I understand, the dirt and all that building sits on is pretty soft. Because I started questioning people that have worked on it, and it is something got to be done with the base.
So since we won't have a BFE, we just need to raise it above where the flood level was for Harvey, correct?
Yeah, that's what they recommend, is a foot above where the water level was inside the building. And talking with Alan, right?
Yes.
We came with the figure about 3 feet higher than what it was. That way we would cover ourselves really well.
Okay. So we don't really need to wait on Trey. We know that we want.
No, it was just a part of information that we don't actually know where the elevation is on the building.
How soon can he do that?
What, Trey, to get the, I don't know, he works for Clark. I talked to Trey yesterday, and I don't know what his schedule is.
I think right now what the court needs to do right now is to consider sending in the paperwork to FEMA.
So I do too.
So move.
And I second it.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. Motion from Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2, to go ahead and send the paperwork discussed to FEMA to try to expedite, to find out exactly how much money the county will be faced coming out of the general fund to totally complete that building and get it repaired and get it occupied again.
Yes.
Any further discussion? Okay. Commissioner Precinct 1?
Aye.
Commissioner Precinct 2?
Aye.
County Judge, aye. Precinct 3.
Aye.
Precinct 4.
Aye.
Okay, it's done. All right, let's get the paperwork expedited and sent in so we can move forward with that. Find out exactly what we're going to be looking at and as quickly as possible.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Item 6, discussion and possible action to reaffirm the appointment of Orange County Sheriff's Deputy Rocky Bridges to be the Rabies Control Officer for Orange County, Texas, as set out in the Health and Safety Code, Title 10, Chapter 826. Section 826.013, 826.014, and 826.017. Action by the court may include approval for the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the designation sent to the Texas Department of State Health Services. Sheriff?
Judge, Commissioners, this is just kind of a little cleaning up that we're doing. Judge, you probably remember back in September 2013, we did this exact thing.
Yes.
You signed off. We sent it to the Texas Department of Health. Somehow there was a mix-up or something. It didn't get registered. Is that the proper term?
Yes, sir. There was.
It didn't get registered with them. So Captain Howard, with working with them, they said, "Won't you just go ahead and redo it?"
Redo it.
And I think you should have the form up there to sign off on. We've been in compliance the whole time. It wasn't that Orange County wasn't in compliance. We were in compliance because we have the documentation that it was approved and signed. It was just kind of a mix-up on them. So this is just cleaning up some paperwork.
So moved, Justice. Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussions?
It was 3-4?
Precinct 4. Precinct 1?
Aye.
Precinct 2?
Aye.
County Judge, yes. Precinct 3?
Aye.
Precinct 4?
Aye.
Okay, it passes 5-0. I'm getting on. Okay. Sheriff, I got the paperwork here. We'll just sign it after the meeting.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Item 7 is going to be discussion and possible action to approve an interlocal agreement between Orange County and Jefferson County for Crime Lab Services. This agreement continues a long-standing relationship whereby Jefferson County Crime Lab performs vital crime lab services for various law enforcement agencies and entities within Orange County, and Orange County pays a prorated share of the actual cost of the crime lab department on an annual basis. Action by the court may include approval for the county judge or judge pro tem to execute the agreement. Sure.
Judge, what this is for years we've been a participant, Orange County has, with the regional crime lab. And like I said, we pay on a pro ratio on all the cases that are submitted. This is for every entity in Orange County, and y'all should have a list of all of them that are included. We've been doing this for a good number of years, but never actually, we didn't know it at the time, never actually had a signed MOU. For the sake, and we've actually approved that bill, I think, this January in 2019 to pay Orange County share already. So for the auditor and for us, we just, you know, for support and documentation on money going out of the budget, we're just going to do an MOU. Denise has looked over it. Actually, she wrote most of it or approved most of it. So we feel like we'll be good with this.
Is the crime, where is this crime? Is it down here or is it in Beaumont?
It's in Beaumont.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And like the cities use it too, don't they?
Every city.
That's
every city in Orange County, mm-hmm. including Rose City, Pine.
And they pay their part too?
Yes, ma'am.
Wait, you're saying no?
Well,
no. The county.
It's the county.
Oh, okay. And the reason that's done that way is because all criminal cases will ultimately come through the Orange County District Attorney's Office.
Gotcha.
So it's all done for the county's purpose. So that's why we
put
the bill for the agencies.
Okay.
Sure, but you're going to need an MOU with the cities?
No, sir. We don't need actually an MOU with the cities. Orange County's MO includes the cities. That's why we listed all the cities in the list that you have up there.
That's because the DA's investigator, the DA's office will eventually be handling the case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll move.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and go 4-1. Motion made and seconded by, motion made by Commissioner 4, seconded by Commissioner 1. Any discussions further?
No.
I'm going to take a shortcut. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. I'll only take an individual vote in case it's a controversial issue that pops up. Okay? If that's okay with the court.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Item 8, discussion possible action to recognize and accept the quarterly reporting as presented by the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension on their programs.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. For some people that may not know me, I'm Fallon Foster. And I work for Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, and I'm the Family Community Health Agent. So some just to give y'all kind of an update since the last time we've been here in December, the dynamics of the office has kind of changed a little bit. So far, I've been the only agent in the office, so I've been taking care of 4-H and Ag. So not only have they pushed me out of my box, they threw me out the box because I'm used to teaching my health and nutrition and different things to my, my cooking and whatever else. And so I've been dealing with animals and a lot of different things that I'm not used to. But I think we handled it well just to support our kids and keep everything going.
Please.
Until we become full staff. But to the left of me, I have our new 4-H program assistant that will be, she's part-time, Ms. Franny Woods. She will be joining us April 8th will be her first day coming into the office. And we just want to kind of give y'all an update on some of the programs that we have been putting into the community. Of course, with me, we did something that stands out for me. This program was Cooking with Rocky. So we partnered up with Rocky, you know, Sheriff Rocky, and we put in on a adult cooking class. And we also did like a food challenge along with it. So it was something that was really fun, where the adults were able to learn some cooking skills and also to think outside of their box with all these different recipes as well. Of course, we have some Cooking Well with Diabetes. These diabetes education courses are free. And so we're trying to also teach people how to cook well with it as well. With the 4-H kids, they represented us very well at the Livestock and Rodeo and YMBL. Also, we have a Better Living for Texan program assistant, which is Tommy Byers, and he's been teaching classes at like our senior sites. He's been working with the youth at West Orange Stark Alternative. We also, with the 4-H kids, we've been doing like egg to chick programs. And so some of the schools where we did the egg to chick program, where they get to see the life cycle and then they get to see the chicks hatch and things like that. Well, we was working with three schools, which was our Little Cypress Intermediate, West Orange Stark Elementary, mm-hmm. and Oak Forest. Mm-hmm. We did some egg to chick programs in about 14 classrooms, and we have another cycle going in coming up as well. Also, of course, the Master Gardeners had their plant sale, and we did. We're forming an apiary committee. They finally working with bees and different things like that to bring out some educational programs. And then some of the big things that are really coming up, we have our 50th annual senior rally day. Actually, 50 years ago, she was called a home demonstration agent. She started senior rally day in 1969, and it's continued through each agent until now. So we're going on 50 years of senior rally day. The youth cooking camp is a really big event. We usually have about 60 kids with the cooking camp. And of course, we're trying to do a lot of health initiatives like Walk Across Texas, Step Up to Scale Down, Walk and Talks, and Master Gardeners will do home gardening tours and Eco Fest and different things like that. So that's some of the upcoming programs, and just kind of give you our quarterly update on what we got going on.
Sounds
have
good.
Any questions?
In the senior rally day, like May 13th or something?
It's May 14th.
Okay.
May 14th.
Because we're going to kind of have some things there about the park, too.
Very good. Very good. Any other questions? No questions from Ms. Franny?
All
just welcome aboard.
I just want to say, from seeing, I grew up on a farm, and I horses and cattle. But when I saw this past week, the YMBL rodeo, and I saw those children out there, those kids, different ages, high school, whatever. They were so clean cut. They were, I mean, I said, thank goodness for, you know, because all creatures great and small.
Yeah.
And it's a good program for kids to be in. If they're taking care of an animal and they're taking care of things, it's keeping them out of trouble, too.
That's exactly right.
So I appreciate this very much.
And thank you, Fowler. I know you've done a lot.
Welcome aboard. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome aboard, and thank you very much for the report. Okay. Item 9. Discussion of possible action to approve the replat of Lot 111 in Woodbridge County, Section 1. Property owner wishes to divide this 6.76-acre lot into two smaller lots of approximately 6.04 acres and 0.71 acres listed as Lot 111A and Lot 111B. Both lots will have direct access to Horseshoe Bend Road, an existing county road in Precinct 2. Mm-hmm. Drainage has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Drainage District. Property owner has provided a tax certificate and payment for the reproduction and filing fees.
What this is just a property owner trying to cut off one small lot off of his larger tract. And if y'all approve this, I have the plat here for y'all to sign off on, and we'll make it happen.
Need a motion second?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2. Any further discussions? On the favor, 65 by saying aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you, sir. Let's see, where is it? Here it is.
Talk about Back to the Future.
Okay, item 10. Discussion possible action acceptance of road bore bond K15368078 from Unifiber LLC to cover potential damage to Joe Lane. Unifiber LLC is installing two 1.25-inch high-density polyethylene pipe conduits on the Joe Lane in Precinct 2. Unifiber LLC has paid $120 fee for a road bore permit. Mr. Slater.
This is a fiber optic line that's going to the new Entergy substation there on Joe Lane. And they're running this fiber optic line out, and they have posted a $20,000 bond for the road potential road damage. And if y'all agree to accept that bond from them, then I'll let them know and they can start work on this.
I had talked to you, Clark, but if the road damage, let's just say it's more than $20,000.
Well, it doesn't stop us from going after them for any damage that
okay.
they cause. It's just we have a standard $20,000 per crossing bond that we ask for.
Because I've just seen some roads being torn up with this sort of thing. So, okay.
Now, Clark, I see guys boring all over the county right now, and you haven't come to us for a bond for those guys.
On that type of a line where they're a common carrier that is I don't know how you call it, but they're classified as common carriers. They're allowed to be out on our right-of-way. That's different than this is a sole purpose line for Entergy.
Dedicated purpose.
Dedicated.
So, dedicated.
What's to protect us from those guys damaging our roads, though?
See?
Nothing. No, in those cases, and that happens a lot. In fact, that, I believe, is AT&T that's putting those lines in around.
Yeah.
And we just have to try to keep an eye on them, and if they cause damage, try to pursue getting them to fix it or to pay us for fixing it.
I think some of their damages might be more to our ditches than anything else, but we'll definitely keep an eye on them.
Yeah, they're all on the West Yard right now, drilling and moving them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's AT&T.
So it's AT&T.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Okay. Motion, Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2. Any further discussions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you, Clark. The next one from Mr. Slakem again. Item 11, discussion of possible act by the court to authorize county judge or judge pro tem to sign the antiquities permit application form for investigations necessary for the U Road right-of-way for the Old Spanish Trail roadway improvements. The permits required by the Texas Historical Commission before the archaeological survey can take place. Cajun, you got to go slow in some of them words, man. It don't. Yeah. It just don't fit in there.
Fit Cajun.
No.
How
do
you translate it?
Old stuff,
exactly. Yeah.
Old stuff.
What this is, the county is pursuing relocating a little piece of old Spanish trail.
Yeah.
Over. And to do that, we're going to have to acquire some additional right-of-way. Whether it's donated or not, we would be on new ground. And in order to get a clearance from the Texas Historical Commission, we have to submit this permit, which then we can have our people go out there and do the investigation. So this is just one of the steps that we have to go through when we're acquiring new right-of-way. I believe Commissioner Gauthier was going to contact the property owner who we feel like is going to donate the land. But we just have to get this in place before we can have the archaeologists go out there and start doing their research.
Yeah. So this, what we're proving today, is to submit the permit, but it's still based on him signing the application first.
Yes. Well,
I've contacted him, and he has not called me back yet, but we can still do the approval today.
But then if he doesn't do it.
Well, then it won't happen.
I've spoken to him myself. He expressed no concern over donating the land.
Yeah. Okay.
He's all for this project.
Yeah, this has been a couple of years in the process of getting to donate the property to move the road over and all this, and then the archaeological piece came up. So we're having to go through those steps.
Do you see any new hurdles other than what we're seeing today on this project?
No. I think the ground's good out there. You know, I don't think we're going to have any big problems with subsurface issues. We're going to stop right before we get to the railroad tracks right away, so we don't have to deal with that level of complexity. Other than that, no, I don't see an issue.
I fully support Commissioner Gauthier and his effort to try to do this project.
All right. I got a question. Is this on all land acquisition, or is this just on involving Old Spanish Trail?
Well, it's getting extra attention because it's an Old Spanish Trail, but on any new right-of-way that a public entity acquires, they have to go through these hoops.
I just didn't recall us doing that in the past. I was just curious. All of a sudden, the Historical Commission walks up down the roads.
It's one of the things that you always have to get their approval on.
My thoughts were this is a new piece of road, not part of the original road. Is it necessary for this new piece? We could call it another name. It would be the OST bypass, if we want to call it that.
Please stop.
But it's not really
bypass. That's what I said.
Yeah, you get in trouble over here.
Yeah, you said we're bypassing that part, too. I guess they get a little upset over there.
My understanding is you're talking about any new right-of-way.
Any new right-of-way.
Whether it's Old Spanish Trail or just somebody else's land.
Yeah, okay. Right. I'm just curious, because that's new. I wasn't familiar with that. Okay.
Well, I'll make the motion to approve that.
I'll say it.
Okay. 3-2. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, second by Commissioner Precinct 2. Any further discussions? All in favor, 65% saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Okay. Clark, I'll sign this after the meeting. I got all this paperwork over here.
All right.
Item 12, discussion of possible action regarding approving a discretionary exemption as authorized by the Local Government Code 262.02A7D for items that can be obtained from only one source for which competition is precluded because of the existence of patents, copyright, secret processes, or monopolies for one each. Throwbot 2 with monitoring station in the amount of $21,290 to Recon Robotics. I don't like the word secret in government, but it is in there. Go ahead, Connie.
Okay, I'll put this on. And Sheriff Mayor can explain more with a throwback.
Go ahead, Sheriff.
Yeah. I don't feel like I'm watching a sci-fi show right now.
Technology is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
Basically, this is a piece of equipment that we've been looking at for a while that will enable us to do our job a lot safer instead of putting some deputy or deputies into some kind of harm's way. Basically what it is, it's a throwbot is the name of it.
The robot.
It's a, for the fishermen up there, it looks like that fish marker that you throw out there and the strings on it.
Yeah.
And it's round, except it's about three times that size. It's got wheels on it about this big.
Uh-huh.
On two of them. It's got a rod that goes between it. It's got a lot of electronics inside that rod that has camera system, both infrared and night vision and day vision. So basically, no matter where you throw it, you control it, and you flip it over if it lands upside down or whatever, and you're sitting there well away from the danger looking at a monitor on what it's looking at, and you just control it where you want it to go and take a look at things. We could see it could be very useful in situations if someone's held up in a house and, you know, we could throw it through a window or something like that to go in there and walk around. It's very quiet. You don't really hear it coming compared to the other robot that we have that you could hear it pretty good ways off. But it's just a piece of equipment that we think that we could use a lot to make it safer for our guys.
Yeah. Pictures I'm looking at here, Sheriff, look just like a, it's like a small axle.
Yeah.
Basically.
I didn't know there was a picture there. There,
there,
there, no, there you go. Okay. Technology is wonderful.
It is.
It looks like those toys. What is that you stand on to ride?
Oh, no. Segway. Segway.
Yeah, it looks like a Segway.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah. So it's so
and the funding for this is coming from?
Jerk forfeiture funds.
Forfeiture funds.
Forfeiture funds. Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
3-1. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 1. Any further discussions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Ayes have it. Okay. 13, discussion of possible action to replace Dean Crooks as committee member for RFP 19003, historical rehabilitation of the Orange County Courthouse. Connie?
Yes, proposals have been received for this. He is one of the committee members, but the committee members met yesterday, and
we did.
Think the consensus would be to remove him.
Okay.
Instead of replacing.
All right.
That's what we decide.
I move to remove Dean Crooks off the committee for the RFP for the historic rehabilitation of the Orange County Courthouse.
I see.
1-4. Motion been made and seconded. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4 to remove Dean Crooks as a committee member for the RFP 19003 Historical Rehabilitation of the Orange County Courthouse. Any further discussion?
I just do want to say we did meet yesterday, and it was a very successful meeting, and we got a lot of business done, and it will be on the agenda next week what our conclusions were and be up for you all to vote.
Historical Commission. This will go to the Historical Commission.
Well.
Yeah.
Another one of those.
Mm-hmm.
No, the windows are leaking because they're the ones that made us put those windows in there. Those type of windows. That's all I'm going to say on the issue. I really don't want to be involved with the historical. I'll stay out of it because we don't get along together.
Well, so far we are. So
all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay, item 14, discussion of possible action set the amount of the bond that shall be executed by Lanny Claybar, who was recently appointed Constable Precinct 1 to fill a vacancy left by the resignation of Constable Precinct 1 Chris Humble. Pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 86.002, the amount set shall not be less than $500 nor more than $1,500. Counselor?
I believe the standard amount is $1,000, and that's what has been executed in this case.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2. Any further discussions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 15, discussion of possible action to approve the bond executed by Lanny Claybar as Constable Precinct 1 as required by Section 86.002A of the Texas Government Code.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 3 to accept the bond and approval for Constable Lanny Claybar.
I'm sorry, can we amend number 14? It's actually in the amount of $1,500.
It's going to be 15.
Okay. Oh, instead of 1,000, it's 1,500.
Instead of 1,000, it's 1,500.
Okay. I'll get it in just a second. Okay, we got a motion second on the floor for item 15. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay, we go back to item 14. I need Commissioner Precinct 1 to amend his motion.
So,
to make it $1,500.
I amend it to $1,500.
And I second that.
Okay, and the motion has been, Commissioner. I need the motion to be, wasn't it you that seconded or was it?
No, I said
you. I had it backwards.
She said.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And the motion was amended. The second was amended by Commissioner Precinct 2. All in favor, signify by saying aye on the amended motion.
Aye.
Opposed? I said it. Okay. Closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney matters regarding pending or threatening litigation.
I would ask that the courtroom be cleared, save and except for myself and Joel Ardwin, and no record, please.
Okay.
Becky? Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we're back open to open session now at this time.
At 3:30.
3:30 open session. Okay. We'd like to entertain a motion this time. And Counselor, could you help us with the motion, please?
Judge, at this time, I would entertain a motion that the court authorize the county purchasing agent to inquire about potential contractors for cleanup of a Harvey-related spill on private property.
Okay.
Under the, let me clarify, for her to make those inquiries under the emergency procurement exception to our standard bidding rules.
I make that motion.
And I'll second that motion.
Okay. Motion been made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 1. As a person agent, Precinct 2, as a person agent being instructed to procure three quotes for Hurricane Harvey cleanup, under the emergency authorization. I kind of shortened it up.
That's good.
Any further discussion? No. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay. Yeah, I make a motion, we adjourn.
Thanks.
Meeting adjourned.